Welcome to Masechet Shavuos, Perches, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 8, Mishnah 3. Mishnah begins. If, let's say, a Shemer Chinam, somebody who is watching something for free, is approached by the owner and said, the owner says to him, Heichan Shairi, where's the ox that I asked you to watch? Amaloi. The watchman says, Eni yodea matasach. I have no idea what you're talking about. You never gave me any ox to watch. Vahu Shemes. But in essence, in truth, the actual ox died. Ein Nishpar. Or it broke, or nishba, it was taken captive, or nignav, it was stolen, or avad, or it was lost, which is something that the Shemer Chinam, had he claimed that it was lost or stolen, etc., he would have been pater exempt anyways. The fellow says to him, Mashbiachwani, swear to me that you never got a shar to watch. Va'amar, and the Shemer, the watchman, says, Amen. And then later on, he admits that he swore falsely. Pater, he doesn't have to bring a shvuah sapikadu because he didn't make himself pater by saying the shvuah. Because even if he would have said the truth, he would have been pater. Continues the Mishnah. If let's say the Mafkid says to the Shemer Chinam, the owner says to the watchman, Heichan Sheri, where's my ox? Amaloi, the watchman says, Avad, it got lost. The Mafkid says to him, Mashbiach Ani, swear to me that you actually lost it. Va'amar, the Shemer, the watchman says, Amen, yes, I swear. And now the witnesses that come in that he lied, and it was not lost at all, but on the contrary, he himself ate it. That's why it's not around anymore. In this situation, the shomer has to pay to the mafkid the value of the shar. However, he does not have to bring a karban, because since he didn't admit on his own, the halacha is he's not liable for a karban. However, says the Mishnah, let's say before witnesses came into the court, he admits that he swore falsely, and he actually ate the shar. Then he has to pay Karen, the principal, plus a chaymish, plus a fifth. Now this is an interesting way of looking at a fifth. The Gemara calls it a chaymish mabar, which means to say that it's not actually, 0.20%. On the contrary, it's actually 0.25%. But what we mean to say is that with the keren, with the principal, now there are five fifths. Ve'asham, and he also has to bring a karban asham because of the shvuah that he made falsely. Continues the Mishnah. Let's say the owner says to the shomer chinam, Heichan Shairi, where's my ox? Amaloi. The Shemer says, Nignav, it was stolen. Mashbiach ani, swear to me that it was stolen. V'amar, the Shemer says, Amen, I swear falsely. He swore falsely. And the witnesses testified that he actually stole it. Then the halacha is, Mishalim tashlume kefo. He has to pay twice the value, because the halacha is that a Shemer Chinam that makes himself putter by saying that it was a ganav. We call that the Gemara Toyin time as ganav. And he swears falsely. And the Edom testified that he actually stole it. The halacha is that he has to pay, Shnayim, he has to pay Kefal twice the amount. Let's say he admitted that he swore falsely, and the actual ox was not stolen, then Misham Karim B'chay Mishva Asham, like we said previously, he'll pay the principal, plus a fifth, which is really 25%, and he also has to bring a Karban Asham, he has to bring a guilt offering. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.